Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden is turning his attention today to the debt ceiling. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president warns that gridlock on the debt ceiling could be catastrophic.
If we don't meet our national debt and renege the first time, we have a calamity that exceeds anything that's ever happened financially in the United States.
With Republicans demanding spending cuts as part of any debt ceiling deal, Mr. Biden told a bipartisan group of mayors that he expects honest debates on taxes and spending.
Well, it's not just cutting. What do you raise? What taxes do people pay?
The president suggests he'll lay out his plan in the State of the Union address next month. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Google is laying off some 12,000 workers, and they're not the only ones. CBS's Michael George has the latest.
The belt tightening at Google follows other recent tech sector job cuts. Microsoft announced earlier this week it's laying off 10,000 workers, or nearly 5% of its workforce. Amazon has said it's cutting 18,000 jobs. And Meta, the parent company of Facebook, announced it's laying off 11,000 positions.
Tech companies had beefed up staff during the pandemic and now are right-sizing. A data breach at T-Mobile is troubling customers and company officials alike. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The massive data breach allowed hackers to access personal information from 37 million T-Mobile customers. Jessica Robinson, who's a security officer with Women in Cyber, says customers whose accounts were hacked are likely out of luck.
As of right now, that information is already out, and so there really isn't much that they can do.
Among the personal information hackers are likely to have had access to, birth dates, phone numbers, and addresses. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Defense leaders are gathered at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, where they've been discussing weapons aid to Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the world cannot turn its back on Ukraine.
This is not a moment to slow down. It's a time to dig deeper. The Ukrainian people are watching us. The Kremlin is watching us.
A sticking point among leaders seems to be over the issue of sending certain tanks to Ukraine. Today was the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., as supporters celebrated the decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. WTOP reporter Scott Gelman has more from the Supreme Court.
Tony Dungy, Steve Scalise, among those who gave speeches before thousands of people are now taking the street, holding some signs that say things like love life, choose life, pro-life, and children holding signs that say, I am the post-Roe generation. Of course, that a reference to Roe v. Wade being overturned last spring.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Water quality in Wisconsin is the number one priority for the new head of the state DNR. Adam Payne telling Wisconsin Public Radio he wants to be aggressive in the response to PFAS. The DNR currently investigating at least 90 sites across the state reporting high levels of these forever chemicals. The secretary designee began his duties January 3rd, but still hasn't been confirmed by the GOP-controlled state Senate. When asked if he's concerned about finding common ground with Republicans in the legislature, Payne says it's not about politics because protecting our natural resources shouldn't be a partisan issue. And you can give winter fishing a try for free this weekend. The DNR hosting free fishing Saturday and Sunday. You don't need a license, but all other fishing regulations are still in place, including limits on the number and size of fish you can keep. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shah 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. The Shah 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK Radio. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Friday, Devil's favorite day of the week. I know it's yours, Dom.
Happy Friday, Crudy, Evan on the board, our fair audience. We made it, baby. Good to be with you all.
Dominic, little program note. Going to do extended live coverage next Tuesday. And why would
what's
we do
next
this?
Tuesday?
What's next Tuesday, Dominic?
Tuesday is the January 24th, which means nothing to me.
Apparently not. Next Tuesday is the State of the State address from Democratic Governor Tony Evers, and there will probably be some sort of Republican response. That's how they do it, right? They give, you know, the repubs like 5 minutes in response. And we will cover it, not you and I, you know, the news team, Terry Bell and the news director, and I believe Todd Alba's going to chip in as well that evening, but we will bring you coverage from inside the assembly chambers and, you know, some post-game coverage. Got to get some reaction in real time from inside the chamber. Never know, there could be something newsworthy that happened. But I know, Dom, our political junkie friends listening to my voice and your voice right now, all of you, the good people, the fine people, our audience, you're not sticking around. If the Devil's Advocates are done at 6, you guys figure time to go eat dinner. So next Tuesday, and hopefully you'll be a part time next Tuesday, I'm going to do extended coverage up to 7 o'clock. And Terry Bell and Todd Alba and the governor of the great state of Wisconsin, his State of the State address. The only time all year where you got to eat your Tony Evers broccoli.
And hopefully he'll keep it clean. You know, FCC compliant Tony. Sometimes he has a problem with that.
He likes to get a little salty, like drop one salty phrase. He's done that to us a couple times. We've had to dunk right. Tony. So we'll bring the pregame, at least me and you, until 6, and we'll see if you stick around.
Yeah, I'll make every effort, Crudy. I think I can pull it off.
That's a definite maybe. You didn't even know why the day was relevant. Let me ask you a different question, Dom.
All right.
Who is Jim Troupas?
Jim Troupas, Michael, is, let's see. Jim Troupas is Senator Ron Johnson's attorney. He is also, I think, Trump's attorney, right? Did that. He was also the guy who called Ron Johnson on behalf of the administration, I can only assume, and asked him to shepherd, to transport, to give to the vice president the fraudulent slate of electors from the state of Wisconsin and I believe the state of Michigan on January 6th. I believe that's the guy. That's Jim Troupas. Is that right?
Excellent. A plus. I'm going to give you an A plus on this.
I'm done for the day.
Here is why I asked. I use the name Jim Troupas because I think he is the embodiment of all malfeasant things, the conduit from the Trump campaign to the plotting to overturn the election here on the state legislative level. I mean, we know that Ron Johnson, again, Jim Troupas was hired by Ron Johnson to represent him in a perspective recount. The only part you forgot, Dom, I'd have given you an A++. Troupas headed up the Trump recount of not the entire state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
Just Milwaukee and Dane counties. Just the two major Democratic metropolitans. You know, amazing how that works. So I look at Jim Troupas as really, you know, the guy that makes the semi-fascism go. The guy that enables this conduit between the evil that was the Trump administration, my characterization, evil, and the evil that is the semi-fascism right here in the state of Wisconsin, the willing co-conspirators from our U.S. senator all the way down to, you know, all the boys and girls, mostly boys, that wrote a letter to the vice president of the United States on January 5th. Of 2021 and asked him not to certify the outcome of the election. But beyond that, we got 10 false Trump electors. Hell, one of them just said yesterday, I ain't resigning from my position as a Wisconsin elections commissioner, despite the fact that Bob Spindell, under a little pressure due to his boasting about voter suppression here in the state of Wisconsin, in the last election that just happened this fall, boasting about the fact that the black Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate, Mandela Barnes, that he lost by a margin smaller than the number of votes that they bragged about suppressing.
They were so very happy. And let's not forget, one of those gentlemen, one of those people who signed that letter asking Pence not to certify is Wisconsin State Rep Dan Knodel, who is also now running for Wisconsin's Senate District 8th seat. He's running for election. He's that guy. And, you know, his competitor on the Republican side, Janelle Brandjan. I mean, if you don't know, you got to find out.
Well, that's why we're here each and every day to educate our audience, Dom. And if you're playing along with us at home, if you're listening in the car, if you tune us in occasionally and you don't know who Jim Troupas is, I'm a little disappointed in you. We've given you many, many opportunities to learn the important players and why you should know and what is being contemplated here. And maybe you don't need it. Dom, you were chastising me.
Yes, I just want to be careful because it does matter, right? People need to know, and we can encourage them. But, you know, people also have lives, man. I recognize that. And what's most important of the takeaway is, how are you voting? Are you going to vote number one? Do we get you? Do we motivate you to vote? The facts are what the facts are. But ultimately, that decision is the individuals to make, as is how they spend their time, how they prioritize their lives. And if someone doesn't get down in the weeds and know who the hell Jim Troupas is and what he did and why it's important, I'm okay with that. As long as they're voting on the right side of history. You know what I mean? You don't have to have all the intricate details to recognize that some people, in this case, in the state of Wisconsin, Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, Dan Knodel, and the false electors, the election deniers, they're still in power or still trying to cling to power or seeking additional power. So if you don't know the ins and outs, that's okay. Trust us. You can trust us. But when you go to the ballot and you go cast your vote, you better not vote for them. That's what matters.
Certainly it does. But I tell you what, I'm not letting our audience, they're too damn smart, man. You're too smart. If you knew who Jim Troupas was with your short-term memory lapses, everybody in the audience should know who Jim Troupas is. Because I tell you what, it's very important. We are on the cusp of fascism. There's an element amongst us that would like to throw away democracy. And we air the grievances on Fridays, man. This is mine. If you're not taking this seriously, I mean, I got a buddy, you know, Hassel, gets mad at us because sometimes, you know, we're trying to be entertaining, lighten it up, tell some of your mama jokes, something like that. But you know what? The gravity of the moment that we are living through right now. And if you don't care enough to recognize that there are people afoot, you don't need to know all the names. But you need to know there is fascism afoot, not just out there in some mythical place, D.C., somewhere in the swampy place. It's happening in your own backyard. And I want you to respond to it. This time in our history merits your strong response. You must know who Jim Troupas is. He is a malfeasant MF-er. And you better know that. He doesn't mean good for us or you. Certainly not for democracy. So, you know, I expect the minimum, Dom, to know who Jim Troupas is.
Well, I got it. But also, these are Republicans. Let's just throw it out there. This fascism is not semi-fascism. I mean, when you try to overthrow the will of the people, right, the majority of the people, I mean, that's fascism, period. So let's just call it what it is. It's fascism. And who are the fascistic bastards? Well, they're Republicans. Let's just say it. Jim Troupas is a Republican. Ron Johnson is a Republican. Janelle Brangen is a Republican. You want to go down the list? You know what I'm saying? The pillow guy is a Republican. I mean, these are the characters that are involved in this. And I remember Troopers because it, and you're right, I'm terrible. I mean, if I meet you at a bar, we better have some great times or do it many times because it takes a while. But sometimes, you know, some of those actions, the activities, they stick with me. And Jim Troupas is one of them that sticks with me. I mean, this is a guy that tried to, Ron Johnson, remember, all the seconds, the minutes, the hours, you know, how long do you have to engage in seditious conspiracy before you're part of the conspiracy? A second, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, communicating with Troupas at behest of what, Donald Trump? To overthrow the election. These are Republicans. So if you're confused on the names and whether it's a state or a federal official or whatever, just remember, they're all Republicans.
Dominic, who's Brad Courtney? You're going to have
Republican.
To look. He absolutely is. Brad Courtney. He had drinks with us in Washington, D.C. And he had no idea who I was. But I knew exactly who he was, didn't I, Dom?
You sure did. I didn't know.
It's because I do my homework. The former Republican Party chair, great state of Wisconsin, as is often my custom, I went to the Women's March in D.C. the day after Donald Trump's inauguration. You and I were at both events. And I put on my badger cap, bright red. And I sat at the bar. And Brad Courtney, seeing the badger cap, came over. Oh, you're a badger. I said, yeah, you're Brad Courtney. He said, oh. He said, you know me? I said, yeah, I know you. Sadly, Dom, he didn't know us, but I bet he does now. Here's the thing. If you're standing next to a malfeasant bastard at a bar, Dom, you'd be asking Jim Troupas to hand you a napkin and split a tequila with you. Except you wouldn't split it. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's Friday. We're airing the grievances. You could be a part.
As between really bad and catastrophic, gotta walk into the...
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 24 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows around 27. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines, airing the grievances every Friday at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I may throw out some trivia questions to you just randomly throughout the course of the day.
I might get them wrong, just so you know.
I know that I've often been close by when we've experienced these things, when we had drinks at a bar in D.C. after the Women's March with Brad Courtney, when Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. came walking through all upset because these empowered women, he didn't like them.
No, he was not a fan.
I'm there. So when you say, Crudy, remember that one time we're at that one place with those two guys? Yeah. I say, you mean in D.C. after the Women's March with Brad Courtney and David A. Clark Jr.?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It's amazing that I can, like, not so much read your mind as fill in the many, many blanks in your memories.
Yes, thank you. That's why I keep you around, man. You get me, help me get through the day.
But here's what I would say. I would take this challenge from the audience. And I would maybe make it a drinking game or something. I'm not exactly sure. But you got to answer the phones in there, Ebone, at 844-967-2789. He barely screens them. 844-96-PARTY. If it's a Wisconsin political question, and it's happened in the 11 years since we've been on the airwaves, Dom, you know, you can't hold me accountable to history I was not a part of. But I would take any question. And I would be able to fill in the blanks in Dom's history. And Dom might even be able to answer the questions. But we could probably, I'd like to think if it was on the front page of the paper in the last 10 years, State Journal, Journal Sentinel, Urban Milwaukee, any of those, I'll take my chances. I got the right answer. I'd make a bet. You know, I don't know what that...
I would not bet against you, Michael. You have a fantastic memory, and the way... I love how... Not only do you remember it, but you can stream them together and put it out in a story and explain the circumstances with granular detail, man. I certainly appreciate it. I'm more of a big picture guy.
I'd like to think filling in your lapses in memory is one of my superpowers, Tom. but... It's because, A, we live these things. I think you should have more of the memories of your own life experiences, but, you know.
I'm pretty sure I had a good time. We'll just go there.
We always have a good time. But I think it's the gravity of the moment, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, this weekend, this Sunday, right here in the great city of Madison, Wisconsin, the National Women's March is marching on Madison, not D.C. this time. And we were there in 2017. We were there the day after the inauguration of Donald Trump. And if you'll recall, Dom, we were newly a national syndication. We were launching a brand new radio station on February 1st. And I said, well, let's just sneak a little trip to D.C. for the inauguration. Hung out with our buddy Ron Johnson for a bit.
He gave us the tickets.
He did. Hung out with Dog the Bounty Hunter on our way into the whole inaugural event.
Yeah, star-studded event.
Dom got a free joint in DuPont Circle earlier that day by skipping four blocks of people standing in line.
I didn't know.
We show up to the inauguration. Donald Trump says, the American dream is dead. I mean, a very warm and fuzzy sort of speech he gave.
Just and terrible.
You claimed you felt a raindrop. And we
so left.
Got up like 10 minutes into the band speech and we started making an early exit because, you know, there's lots and lots of people. Millions, he said. You know, we are the first ones to find a good spot on the bar stool that day and enjoyed ourselves. And the next day, the Women's March, all the great people. I mean, yeah, there's some amazing big stars there on the stage as well. And all the pink hats, dude. You remember the pink hats?
Oh, yes.
And it wasn't so much a march, it's just sort of a glacial shift through the entirety of D.C. I mean, when that women's march started, quote-unquote, marching, it wasn't one street. It was every street. The entirety of downtown was crawling with empowered women wearing pink hats. It was one of the greatest experiences, like the vibes coming off that crowd. A, they weren't going to take any you-know-what. And B, I mean, they were there. They thought they were coming for the inauguration of Hillary Clinton, the celebration of the glass being broken. And instead, they turned their attention to fighting fascism. And in the meantime, Roe v. Wade's been overturned. Dobbs dropped. And women in the state of Wisconsin currently have no right legally to an abortion unless they're going to die. Get like two doctor's notes. So, anyways, Dom, the USA Today points the coverage at my hometown. I'm going to read a little. When thousands of protesters gather Sunday for this year's National Women's March, the sight of the rally may say as much about the current state of abortion rights movement as any sign they hold aloft or chant they call out. Although I got to tell you, there were some really clever signs.
Yeah, there were.
The decision to march on Madison, Wisconsin was intended to underscore the fact that after last year's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, the nation's abortion battle has shifted to state capitals, and that in turn has led to a greater focus on state judicial elections, especially when seats open up on the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin is home to what has become a closely watched Supreme Court race. We're watching it close. Here's a quote, Dom. The political landscape has so fundamentally changed, said Rachel O'Leary Carmona, executive director of the Women's March, who noted that there's still a lawsuit pending in Wisconsin over the state's 1849 ban on abortion. Again, her quote, writ large, the Wisconsin ban will be decided by the Supreme Court, which will be decided by the people of Wisconsin. Folks, that election, the general, is April 4th. The primary, February 21st, the balance of the court, perhaps the soul of this state, and the larger question of whether or not we're going to be ruled semi-fascistically through a gerrymandered process now cooked into the books for, what, 20 years? There's not a fair fight in 20 years? If you're on the Dem team, you're just supposed to sit by and wait for 10 more years?
Oh, hell no.
Well, there's no way I'm sitting by. There's no way I'm letting the Jim Troopuses of the world, the Brad Courtney of the world, the apathetic of the world sit by, man. I'm coming for your ass. We are the Devil's Advocates. It's Friday. We are the grievances. Yours could be next. 844-967-2789.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is talking about the debt ceiling while addressing the nation's mayors.
If we don't meet our national debt and renege the first time, we have a calamity that exceeds anything that's ever happened financially in the United States.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he will accept President Biden's invitation to sit down and discuss how to raise the debt limit. The debt limit was reached yesterday. The White House says Russia is employing thousands of mercenaries from the Wagner Group to fight in Ukraine. So
The Department of Treasury will be designating Wagner as a significant transnational criminal organization.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says sanctions against Wagner will follow. Google is cutting 12,000 jobs after beefing up its staff during the pandemic.
I think that many companies are right-sizing their staff.
That's Alex Zukin. He's an analyst with Wolf Research. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A fourth suspect is now charged in the killing of a Milwaukee mail carrier last month. Prosecutors say Lakeisha Ducksworth lied to investigators when she told them her home security cameras were not working. They were, and prosecutors say they show Andre Cross delivering her mail. Cross was shot to death a few days later. Wisconsin voters will have their say on a proposed state constitutional amendment to give judges more discretion when setting bail for dangerous defendants. The state assembly gave final approval for the April ballot measure yesterday. Lawmakers are also putting an advisory question on statewide ballots about requirements for unemployment recipients, which are already law. In sports, Aaron Rodgers tells the Pat McAfee podcast this week he needs time to think about his future. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We air the grievances up in here. Mine is apathy. Political apathy. Get yourself educated. Tune in each and every day. Only asking for a couple of hours. That's all it takes. Right up in here. Get yourself the Civic Media app you can take us with. And hell, if you miss an episode, get the podcast, civicmedia.us. And Dom, two marches going on this Sunday, this weekend. One will be in Madison, Wisconsin. That's the Women's March. The other that will be in D.C., that's the pro-birth, anti-abortion march.
Oh, you mean the forced government birthing supporters? Yes.
There are a contrast between those two rules of thought. Here's a statement from the Pro-Life America Susan B. Anthony group, Katie Glenn. It took us 50 years to overturn Roe v. Wade in the United States Supreme Court. We're not going to get all these laws in effect in a day. Courts matter because they either become a veto on the legislature and invalidate the will of the people, or they can uphold these laws and say this is an issue for the elected branches. Very convenient how her logic lays out like that, yeah. Dom. So anyways, two marches are planned for this weekend on what it would have been the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. This weekend, anti-abortion groups will march in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Sorry, not the same day. Hope you didn't miss it, boys and girls. And on Sunday, the Women's March will take place in Madison, Wisconsin, my hometown. Dom, I'm going to make time. Packers aren't playing. I'm going out to the Women's March this Sunday. Going to happen. I believe they're going to march up State Street to the Wisconsin Capitol. And you realize they're going to walk past the new world headquarters, Civic Media. We're going to be on the corner of Dayton and State Street. I'm going to be up there maybe in the window, and then I'll come down and see the fine, fine people and the clever signs and all that kind of stuff, Dom. And I hope that the great people of the state of Wisconsin feel some of the urgency that I do. Because I got a 28-year-old daughter. Why in the hell would she move back to Wisconsin to lose her right over her own ovaries? You know what I mean? If you can't take control over your own reproductive care, if you can't have an abortion, then why in the hell would she move home? They talk about keeping the kids here, keeping them on the farm. But why? Who in the hell wants to live under that sort of restrictive thing? I mean, you and I talk about things like legalized marijuana. We know the will of the people of Wisconsin's not being done, Dom. But oh my God, if you're a woman, you've lost control over your own body. And Republicans want us to think that that's okay, and they want us to go and vote for, you know, one of the extremists, Doro or Kelly. You need to know these names, and you need to know the characters, and you need to know that you should be voting for either Everett Mitchell or Janet Protasiewicz. And if you ever want to see this semi-fascism have a check from the courts, now would be a hell of a time to get up off your couch, get yourself educated, get involved, go knock some doors, put a yard sign, and of course, keep it locked to the devil's advocates.
Well, yes, and you know, people look for, and I totally get it, you know, immediate satisfaction, instant gratification, right? But, you know, we didn't get here overnight, and it's going to take a while to get out of this. And self-governance is not just a self-help tape where you play it and it ends and then you move on with your day. It is a constant effort. It is part of life. If you are engaged, then you should be engaged in the entirety of, so long as your health holds out and you give a damn about your community, you give a damn about your family, you think people should have individual rights and privacy and those kinds of things and autonomy over their own bodies. I mean, these used to not be like crazy thoughts, but ultimately, if you look at the arc of history, it's been authoritarianism and violence and fascism. This experiment that we've done for a few hundred years is the exception to the rule. And one of the reason that it works is because it takes engagement. And when people are not engaged, then those that are have an outsized influence. And what have we had? And I've been guilty of this in my life. So we've all been there at times, and we prioritize. Some things may be more important to us at one time versus another. And I get that. So there's room to grow in this. We all have that. But these efforts don't automatically shift the light from red to green. This is an evolution and a gradual effort. And if you agree with Crudy and I and most reasonable people, then understand that the Republicans went through a very specific and private effort to gerrymander to the nth degree, to politically gerrymander to the nth degree. Cracking and stacking. Don't know those terms? Look them up. Look what happened. Look how they worked with the law firms here in Wisconsin to get these district maps the way that they are. That didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to be fixed overnight. But unless you feel like waiting another, 9 years? Right? This happens every 10 years, and we're a year in. Unless you're willing to wait that long, we got to get a non-conservative on the Wisconsin Supreme Court so we can get some cases in front of that Supreme Court, because This is, as far as I'm concerned, it's unconstitutional. You can't gerrymander for racial reasons. Why the hell should it be allowed for political reasons? But that's the conservative Supreme Court. That's how they ruled it. So now it comes down to us. You want to change it? It's not going to change overnight. The first step is in April to flip the Wisconsin Supreme Court, because then we have a chance. If that doesn't happen, then I don't know. I don't think there's a mathematical equation that could make the Democrats outperform, overperform to any degree that would make any legislative difference in the next 9 years. This is our chance. This is the opportunity. And that is why there is such a, I think, a sense of urgency that we really need to focus in on and make sure everybody else understands.
And God forbid a Republican ever did win the state house. A fascist like Tim Michaels, the Republican candidate here in the state of Wisconsin, during the election said, elect me, and there will always be Republican control. That is effectively what Scott Walker put into motion. What was Act 10 called, Dom?
The bomb.
Yes! Another A for Dom. A few random trivia questions. You can ask me, too. I will take your random trivia questions at 844-967-2789. One last thought, and then to the phones. It's not going to happen overnight, be it the overturning of gerrymandering, or perhaps an abortion ban, or maybe even Act 10, maybe even the bomb. Newest labor stats out this year, you know, we're down to 7.1% Wisconsin union membership. 7.1%. It's been cut in half since the last gerrymander happened, and the bad governance and the purposeful malfeasance of Scott Walker that led us into this minority rule. I mean, in 2008, Democrats were across the board in charge. 2010, we got a little Tea Party, a little pushback to Obama and Obamacare. And Scott Walker, he changed the map for what will be 20 years. Unless you're right, Dom, unless people come out and change the math on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, that election April 4th won't be overnight, but it is literally our only path out of the wilderness to change the math on that court, or we're screwed. And I don't think I'm being hyperbolic when I say that. We've been screwed for a decade, and if we give up the state house, it's going to be even worse. So thank God for Tony Evers' reelective campaign. And, you know, you better start thinking about Protus Sawicz or Everett Mitchell. Choose who you will in the primary, but get it right in the general. 844-967-2789. John from Joliet. How's it going, John? Sorry to lecture.
Hey, John. Hey. It's all good, boys. Hey, my grievance is with everyone who did a protest vote, sat out, whatever, for the last 20 years. You know, we're sitting here talking about this because of people like that.
But you know what, John? Ultimately, it's still the politics, and I get it, man. I am big into civic engagement. I mean, my whole life, I changed my whole life, John. I bought a freaking radio station about 6 years ago at this time. And it wasn't just so Dom and I had a studio to perform in. It was because the mission we were on was to push back on the fascism happening under Scott Walker's governance in the state of Wisconsin. And this guy was taking it on the road, wanted to be the president. And hell, we beat Walker back just in time for Donald Trump to become the president. I mean, I've been living my last 6 years of my life in the utter fear that I would screw this up and democracy would end, dude. So all I want people to do is read a freaking paper and vote on April 4th. It's not a lot to ask, John.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had an aunt. She was from Wisconsin. I think till her dying day, she regretted not voting in the 2016 election. I mean, she apologized for it over and over, you know?
Because
Trump got in, you know?
I would forgive all those. I mean, we were misled by the polling. We were told, hey, Hillary Clinton's going to win. She doesn't even need to show up. She's such an ironclad lock. So we were all wrong, right? The pollsters were wrong. Everyone was wrong. And then we saw Donald Trump. We saw what a little taste of authoritarianism and just rampant graft at the highest levels. And one man has a whole different set of laws than everybody else. But the crazy part, John, is the cravenness of the Republican Party to embrace that, not to renounce it, but to go kiss the ring and kiss the ass and become part of it. They merge their agendas, right, Paul Ryan? Instead of being outraged, the Republicans became what they despised.
Or claimed to despise, John.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, well, go Packers, right?
Oh, wait. Oh, come on, man. Oh. Are you a Bears guy, John?
Oh, come on. Well, yeah. Since about 1985, right?
It's a long time since the shuffle, John.
But, I can't bust your nuts too much on that one.
Yeah. I know, dude. You know who, John, appreciate you listening down in Joliet. Love our fans all across, you know, the NFC North. But I got to tell you, Ohio State people, you're not welcome here.
Come on. Sure they are. Just because you made a bet in Ohio that you haven't gone and squared up yet doesn't mean you got to rip on the whole state, man.
Dominic, why were we in Columbus, Ohio that night?
Debate? Must have been a debate.
And who was the guy Crudy made the big talking bet to on the Badger Ohio State game?
I don't know. I forget his name.
Monopoly Paul.
Paul, that's right.
So I could pay Paul, but he's going to have to invoice me at the office.
Yes. I gave it the office.
What I'm not going to do is mail a random $100 bill to a bar in Columbus, Ohio, and expect that somehow I'm going to, and I have an obligation to you, Paul. And if you want the $100, it's right here in Wisconsin. And Ohio State's coming to town. Double or nothing, Paul. Ohio State comes to town for football this year. It's the only game worth. You know, I get Tourette's when Ohio State comes to town.
Yes, you're very emotional, very invested in your Badgers, man.
I don't hate the Bears fans.
You're ripping on people wearing like Scott Walker for wearing a UW Badger or a Marquette. You went to lacrosse, dude. You're wearing Badger stuff all the time.
I grew up in this town, man.
Where's your Screaming Eagles gear, man? We went to lacrosse together.
Stop talking trash about my team. Don't make me come down. Who's your team, man? You got a tattoo of a D on your shoulder. You lived in Livonia, man. You act like you're some big Detroit guy. Hey, here's what I'd say. I saw a video this morning. Michigan fan walking through Ohio State after the game. Every person in the crowd, they showed F you. They were just lambasting this guy. People are like threatening to punch him just because he was from Michigan. I know the feeling.
Come on, you stupid horse. I got my last $10 on you.
You done messed up, Aaron.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius. Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 24 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows around 27. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views. It was
a beautiful day. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The phone lines open for your grievances or your take at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I have another trivia question for you.
Yes, sir.
What was the name of the bar in Cleveland where we crashed Scott
Lizard.
Walker's party? No, you got it wrong. You come on, man. Never interrupt the panel.
Shooters on the Lake or something. That was a temporary name.
Renamed what? Tuskers on the River. And Scott Walker had a little multi-state party. I guess they were doing a collaborative party, but Walker, the unofficial host, and he seemed a little depressed that night. Dom, you didn't even buy him a drink at the bar. You sat right down the bar from forgotten, also ran presidential candidate, white
executive director of Young America's Foundation. Thank you very much.
He wasn't then.
They take care of Ronald Reagan's ranch, dude. You know, the guy who increased the deficit by like 3 times when he was president. You know, the fiscally responsible Republicans, all very concerned about these things, right?
Come on, rookie. Forgot to turn your phone off? That's probably Scott Walker calling you. You know, I solved a $3.6 billion budget.
Oh, don't even
deficit.
Get me going. See the BS from these guys. It's just so annoying.
Okay, you can try one. Like, if I totally fail, then I'll stop asking for trivia questions. But no one's challenged the champ here. Throw it at me, just randomly. I'll know, Dom. From
you'll know. Who did we run into at Philly and walked him back to the hotel?
Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
What state delegation did we party the hell out of with in Philly?
Alaska, of course. Yeah. Those guys partied, man.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and then it was like 4:30 in the morning in a wink of an eye. And like the Wisconsin, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, then under the capable leadership of Martha Lanning, all the beer that they had used for the different, you know, events during the course of the week.
All the leftover beer
they just put out on the table at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And we took full advantage.
We were still up. People were leaving to go to the airport. Man, that was a great party. Much more fun than Cleveland.
What local television host was doing his laundry in the hotel? Those guys had driven from Cleveland to Philly. Him and his cameraman. I think the cameraman was Ryan, but who did we take photos of with at 4:30 in the morning?
He's not in it anymore. Tall Cat. Oh, I forget.
How can you forget the incomparable Greg Newman? Newman,
that's right. Greg Newman.
Newman!
Yes.
Newman! I guess really this is just you and I having fun because most of the people weren't at that party.
We've been to the political parties, man. We put a lot of miles on over the years, right? So, I mean, when we talk about these things, we have
a little frame of reference.
What was the best
political party we were ever at? And don't tell me Scott Wanker's Tuskers on the River.
I don't know, man. I think what really, for me, when we first started out, we went to Vegas, right? We were in the shadow of the Trump Tower for one of the first debates.
Wasn't that the dumbest thing ever? That the Democratic Party...
The Wynn. They're staying at the Wynn.
That was, I think, the least strategic thing I'd ever seen a party do, have their presidential debate in a Republican donor hotel in the shadow of Trump Tower, but we did have a hell of a good time.
We sure did. And the spin room afterwards, I think, is really
our first spin room, our first national spin room, presidential level.
I didn't, come on, man. We just talk a little trash on the radio, have some fun. All right, let's go check this out, right? Get the press credentials, whatever. But it was really a sense of watching the sausage get made. And I really did. I took it all in. We were drinking. I got to ask a few questions. We had a good time. We were off the radio by that time. So, and just to see from a couple perspectives, from the political operations and how the different teams and, ran their folks around, they held up the signs and they had their different surrogates out there to discuss, to talk to the politicians, and also on the media side of it, in this huge room at the WIM, and, all these different media organizations rented out their 10 by 10s or their corner 20 by 20, whatever the case may be, MSNBC, CNN, Fox was probably there. Everybody was there. And some of the journalists, standing on top of, crates or boxes that they packed their cameras in.
Call it a soapbox, if you will, Dom.
Yeah, it was just to get the good camera angle, to get the good camera shots. And and one of the things that really struck me, and even then, this is, obviously years ago, but how young a lot of the reporters and the media were, how young so many of the staff were. I was a little taken aback. Of course, Andrea Mitchell, I was sitting next to her asking questions of different politicians, a tiny little thing, obviously a little bit older, but she was certainly the exception. How everyone reacted when Bernie Sanders came into the room. I mean, that was just a rush of media to get to Bernie. It was a little surreal. I'm not a big chase after people asking questions. So, man, not the best journalist because, I'm not going to run after anybody. That's not going to be me. But people, I get it. That's the job. That's how they do. That's what they want to do. They're running after it. I'm more of a stroll with flip-flops.
Dominic, three doubles and $129 at the Wynn Bar later. I got to tell you, your tongue was a little fat.
Podesta?
You interviewed Hillary Clinton surrogate John Podesta, campaign chair, I believe. And Tom, do you recall what your question of John Podesta was about?
It was the weed question, man. Legal weed.
You did. And John Podesta cocked his head, looked at the brifty brandy sifter that you were spinning your tequila in, and gave you a semi-serious answer. But seems
not everybody was drinking, but I certainly was.
We didn't know you couldn't do that.
But you could. It's Vegas, man.
Well, we did, but we had already done our live show. We were done at 6 o'clock Central. The custom, happy hour, and all that kind of stuff. But our live show, the pre-debate show, was done. We just never knew you shouldn't get hammer drunk during the debate and go ask John Podesta about weed policy.
Well, I wasn't hammer drunk. I was just a couple drinks in, feeling nice and loose.
Here's what I would say about you. I have traveled the nation. Dom, you miss it. The best party we were ever at, Washington Square Park, Bernie Sanders, 45,000 people. I was a little irritated. I had lost cell phone battery, so I couldn't record the mementos of the night. The memories. Just had to live it through my irritation.
Hey, sometimes, put the phone down and take in the moment.
And that I looked up in the people in the buildings, faces pressed, hundreds, thousands of college students looking down upon this scene. And I'm like, this is a party, cowboy. Come back with us, the happier happy hour. It's a party, I guarantee it.
If I'm curt, then I apologize.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Congratulations for staying awake all day.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.